This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Getting Congress to stand up for dairy's nutrition with the Dairy Pride Act. Our focus today with Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Paul, thanks for joining us. You're on Capitol Hill this week for a House hearing on FDA priorities. What's been happening?
Yeah, so we were excited that the House Energy and Commerce Committee had a hearing at its Health Subcommittee to review a number of pieces of legislation relating to FDA policy. And the Dairy Pride Act was included at the hearing. And so the members of Congress that are the lead champions and sponsors of the bill, or at least some of them, were able to be at that hearing and answer, make some comments and ask questions of FDA regarding the work that the agency really is responsible for doing when it comes to enforcing dairy product standards of identity in the name of public health. And that's what the Dairy Pride Act is all about.
Those in the dairy industry probably know what the Dairy Pride Act is because it's been around for a while, but what does it entail?
Sure. So the Dairy Pride Act essentially takes the existing dairy standards of identity, and it deems that if products are not labeled properly, if imitation products are not labeled properly, that those would be deemed misbranded, which basically toughens the fines and the penalties in cases of non-enforcement. So, of course, FDA already has the authority to enforce standards of identity, as we have long urged them to do. The Dairy Pride Act, if signed into law, would essentially just make it tougher for them not to do, right? It would make the penalties and fines against enforcement, against non-enforcement, steeper than they are today. And so, yeah, I think part of why the bill started to move forward now is because last year FDA issued draft guidance on this topic. And while they did acknowledge the nutritional differences between, you know, real dairy and the plant-based products by recommending that plant-based manufacturers include on the label how their product is nutritionally inferior or deficient relative to dairy, they didn't do anything in the guidance to discourage those manufacturers from using the term milk on the product. And we think that's really where the confusion stems from as far as the nutritional equivalency. We have never argued that people are confused and think that there is milk in the plant-based products. We know full well that consumers understand that there isn't. What we have argued, and what survey data bears out, and what the public health community agrees with, is that a lot of consumers do not know the difference nutritionally between real dairy and plant-based products. And so with that draft guidance being put out last year, and members of Congress were able to see that that was really the extent to which FDA would act, and we viewed that as insufficient, I think that gave us some momentum to start moving the Dairy Pride Act forward.
Yeah, the trend in mislabeling of dairy products and non-dairy products seems to be expanding. Where do we stand now with this, and what would be the next step?
Well, what happened was a legislative hearing at where the bill was discussed by a subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and FDA provided testimony in response to members' questions. The next step, if the bill were to move further, would be that the Energy and Commerce Committee would hold a legislative markup to vote on the bill, to amend the bill, to debate the bill, and hopefully ultimately to pass the bill out of committee. We don't know whether or not that will occur, but the hearing that happens is a very good first step on the path to trying to get that to happen.
This sounds like a good first step, especially during a presidential election year where it's kind of challenging to get anything passed.
It certainly is, and you're right. It is always challenging, especially with the main focus being on government funding and averting a shutdown, and then, as you note, the presidential election really in the foreground there. But anytime we can get forward movement on a priority like this, we're glad to see it.
Thanks for the time today, Paul. We appreciate it. From Capitol Hill.
You bet. Thanks so much, Bill.
Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more on the Dairy Pride Act and other key issues, head to nmpf.org.
The way things are going or not going on Capitol Hill right now, it's going to be very hard to get a new farm bill passed.
And that's just the honest truth.
From Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, he told a group of visiting Farmers Union members what he thinks needs to happen in order to get a farm bill on the book.
What needs to happen is for folks to be in the room, and by folks, I mean the leadership of the House and the Senate Ag Committees, with permission from their leadership to hammer out a deal.
Vilsack said yes, a farm bill could raise farm program reference prices.
But not at a point where it creates a circumstance where you have to take money from the nutrition programs or where you have to deal with budget gimmicks.
Vilsack said if lawmakers cannot compromise on a practical farm bill, then as far as trying to get something passed by the end of the year,
you're going to have a hard time.
Hard time. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.